Bill Witherspoon is in better health at age 66 than he was in his 50s when he suffered the first of his three strokes.
My strokes got my attention, telling me that I had to make a change in my life, but I don't understand why I had to wait for a stroke to make that decision.
One change he made was to exercise regularly. People cannot change certain risk factors, age, race, or family history, but they can change their lifestyle. The American Stroke Association recently updated its guidelines for preventing a first stroke. The recommendations include treating diabetic patients with statins, which lower cholesterol. Dr. Larry Goldstein is with the American Stroke Association.
We knew for some time that tight control of blood pressure in diabetics decreases their risk of stroke. We now also know that treatment with a certain class of drugs, the lipid-lowering drugs, cholesterol drugs like statins, can significantly decrease the risk of stroke in diabetics.
Doctors say blacks have a greater risk of stroke than other racial groups. One of the new guidelines recommends ultrasound screening for children with sickle cell disease, a disease that predominantly affects people of African-American descent. Again, Dr. Goldstein.
We can now identify children with a test called transcranial Doppler, which is a sound picture of the blood vessels of the brain, identifying children who may be at increased risk of stroke related to sickle cell, and that we have ways now of reducing that risk through transfusion therapy.
Dr. Goldstein says another concern is people who suffer from sleep apnea, a common sleep disorder that puts them at increased risk for stroke.
Sleep apnea is associated with high blood pressure, and that treatment of sleep apnea reduces blood pressure. That alone is an important reason.
An episode of sleep apnea can cause a person to stop breathing, decreasing the oxygen supply to the brain. Dr. Goldstein says this increases the risk of stroke. The new guidelines include some well-known prevention measures, controlling high blood pressure, not smoking, or allowing yourself to be exposed to other people's smoke, eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, and losing weight if you are overweight. Bill Witherspoon lost 75 pounds after having his strokes.
I feel outstanding today, and yes, I feel that I have done everything that I can do and the doctors have told me that to do to prevent another stroke.
The American Stroke Association also warns people to avoid saturated fats and trans fatty acids. Trans fats raise cholesterol levels. These fats are found in vegetable shortenings, some margarines, crackers, cookies, and some baked goods. The association also recommends treating irregular heartbeat or heart failure. Carol Pearson, VOA News.